Hey there, awesome people. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer and productivity guru. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications, constantly checking your phone, and struggling to focus on the task at hand? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be writing a report, but suddenly find yourself scrolling through Instagram for the 47th time today? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into strategies for managing technology use to boost your focus in this episode. Because let's face it, our world is basically powered by screens. We've got smartphones, laptops, tablets, smart TVs, you name it. It's incredible, but sometimes, all that tech can feel like a major distraction and productivity killer. Don't worry, though, we're not saying ditch your phone and go live off the grid, though that might be nice for a weekend. Instead, we're talking about practical tips and tricks to tame the tech beast and reclaim your focus. So, buckle up. Get ready to level up your productivity game, and let's get started. All right. Awesome listeners, here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage that tech monster and supercharge your focus. 1. The power of the out of sight, out of mind principle. This one is golden, folks. Ever notice how you reach for your phone even when you're not consciously thinking about it? It's a habit, a sneaky little monster. To break free, try putting your phone in another room, silencing notifications, or at least turning off the most distracting ones, and using apps that block websites or social media during work hours. 2. Schedule tech time. Your brain will thank you. Just like you schedule meetings and workouts, why not schedule time for checking emails, scrolling through social media, or even just browsing the web? Having designated tech breaks helps create mental boundaries and prevents those mindless distractions from creeping into your entire day. Think of it as giving your brain a little breather from the constant stimulation. 3. The 2-minute rule. Make it easy on yourself. This one is super simple but incredibly effective. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it right away. Respond to that quick email, make that phone call, file that document, get it done and out of the way. This prevents those small tasks from piling up and becoming overwhelming distractions later on. 4. Find your focus zone. It's about environment. Do you feel most productive in a quiet library, a bustling coffee shop, or your own cozy home office? Discover what environment helps you concentrate best and create a dedicated workspace that minimizes distractions. This could mean investing in noise-canceling headphones, using a standing desk, or even just decluttering your space to reduce visual clutter. 5. Embrace the power of no. This is a big one, folks. Learning to say no to non-essential requests and commitments can be liberating and give you more time to focus on what truly matters. Think about it. Every yes to something else is a no to something else. Protect your time and energy by being selective about what you commit to. Imagine this. You're working on an important project, deadline looming. You feel that familiar urge to check your phone, see what's trending on Twitter, or just scroll through some Instagram. But then you remember the strategies we talked about. You put your phone in another room, silence those distracting notifications, and focus on the task at hand. You lose yourself in the flow of work, getting things done efficiently and effectively. Sound good? That's what it feels like when you master technology instead of letting it master you. So, recap time. Remember, managing technology isn't about ditching it altogether. It's about using it strategically to boost your focus and productivity. Experiment with different techniques, find what works best for you, and don't be afraid to adjust your approach along the way. The key is to take control of your tech use and make it work for you, not against you. You got this. All right. Awesome listeners, time for your homework. Start by implementing one of these strategies today. Maybe silence those distracting notifications, schedule a tech-free hour, or create a dedicated focus zone. Share your experience with me on social media. Tag me at Procrastination Killer and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep slaying procrastination and crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.